KORN News Radio Sports. It is Friday, July 10th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Minnesota Twins couldn't quite complete the series sweep yesterday of Cleveland. The Guardians beat Minnesota 5-2. Cleveland starter Gavin Williams, he would throw seven innings, allowed just two runs on three hits. He also tied his season high with 11 strikeouts. Twin starter Bailey Ober pitched well in his return, gave up just one run on three hits. He had five strikeouts in his first appearance since May 30th over five innings. Cleveland would get home runs from Gabriel Arias, Chase DeLauder, and Patrick Bailey. Despite the loss, the Twins are just two games behind Cleveland and Chicago for first place in the AL Central. The Twins also start the weekend one game behind Seattle for that final wild card spot in the American League. The Twins host the LA Angels for a three-game series. That starts tonight at 7:10. The All-Star break starts on Monday. The World Cup quarterfinals kicked off yesterday with France defeating Morocco 2-0. France now advances to the semifinals. They will play Tuesday at 2 p.m. at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Coming up today, Spain takes on Belgium. That'll be 2 p.m. on Fox. And then a pair of matches tomorrow. England takes on Norway Saturday at 4 o'clock, followed by Argentina and Switzerland at 8 p.m. Over at Wimbledon, Karolina Muchova ended Coco Gauff's run at Wimbledon with a tiebreaker third set 7-6 to reach the finals. Gauff wasted a match point in the tiebreaker, so did Muchova before finally winning 6-2, 1-6, 7-6. Muchova will now meet Linda Nokova in all-Czech final on Saturday. Meanwhile, the men's semifinal later on today will feature top-ranked and defending champion Jannik Sinner. He'll take on seven-time Wimbledon winner Novak Djokovic. The other semifinal will see French Open champion Alexander Zverev take on the British wild card Arthur Ferry. Kawhi Leonard's trade to the Toronto Raptors is on hold, pending the outcome of the NBA's investigation into whether the Los Angeles Clippers circumvented the salary cap. It does not necessarily mean that the trade is off. The Raptors say they still want Leonard, while the Clippers again insist that they are not guilty of any wrongdoing. But the investigation could lead to penalties that include a substantial fine, the loss of draft picks, and even the voiding of a player's contract if the NBA finds that there was a deliberate circumvention of the salary cap rules. The Washington Commanders are retiring John Riggins, number 44, during the upcoming NFL season, the team announced Thursday. The Hall of Fame running back will be honored in a ceremony at halftime of the team's game against the LA Rams on November 8th. Riggins is Washington's all-time leading rusher with just under 7,500 yards and 79 touchdowns as he led Washington to a Super Bowl during the 1982 season. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.